Columbia University gynecologist Robert Haddon sentenced to 20 years for sexually assaulting pregnant patients. By Elaine Mallon on July 25, 2023. Pervert New York City gynecologist Robert Haddon was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a federal judge after sexually assaulting dozens of his patients for decades, including the wife of former presidential candidate Andrew Yang when she was 7 months pregnant. The 64-year-old doctor was convicted in January on sex trafficking charges of 4 counts of enticing victims to cross state lines for him to sexually assault them, the AP reported. U.S. District Judge Richard Berman heard testimony last month from 11 of Haddon's victims during Haddon's first sentencing hearing, the New York Post reported. Since the 1980s, Haddon sexually assaulted his patients, some who were pregnant, during their gynecological appointments at prominent hospitals associated with Columbia University and New York Presbyterian. The Associated Press reported. According to trial testimony, Haddon benefited from the prestige of the hospitals where he worked as he groomed his patients in a private office decorated with pictures of his children as he conversed with them about their personal lives. But once he had isolated them after a chaperone or nurse left the treatment room, he fondled and probed them with gloveless fingers and sometimes orally. The doctor from Englewood, New Jersey, sobbed after being sentenced on Tuesday. He faced up to 80 years in prison, but his defense lawyer argued he should only serve 3 years since he was previously convicted of his sexual abuse of a smaller number of women in 2016 in a state court. Haddon faced no jail time for his conviction, but he was required to register as a sex offender and was stripped of his medical license. His attorney Deirdre Van Dornham said Haddon should receive credit for his rehabilitation. Here you have somebody who has already lost everything, and you're effectively giving him a life sentence, Van Dornham said. At least 245 victims of Haddon have come forward. Columbia Medical Center and New York Presbyterian reached a $165 million settlement with a portion of Haddon's victims.